WRYR 503 listening. WRVM 934.
WSBM 993, not a green.
4. WRVM, R934, clear.
Station 544. Station out there, 544. WIUG, please copy. Station 983. Station out there, 983. WIUG, please copy. Station 218, that station out there, 218, WIUG, 48, copy.
WRNW, 329.
Well, good afternoon, Tim. WIUG, 48. How am I sounding? Am I getting out or not?
Oh yeah, you're getting out. You're rattling my speaker. My radio's jumping all over in here. I had to put another bungee on it, hold it down on the speaker there. Over.
You're right. I don't know. I called a couple of the people I know and nobody out there. I just even called Bob, see if Bob out there. He didn't answer.
I copy that. Yeah, I didn't hear anybody else out there. I'm just on my way from work and pretty quiet. And that's part of the system's down, the link system. Maybe part of that's down. I don't know.
It could be. I don't know. I don't know how you do that. I never know how you do that, find out. So, I guess leave it at
I copy. Yeah, usually you hear some other stations in there calling in and out, but it's pretty quiet in the last half an hour anyways for me on my end. I was thinking maybe I have to get another ground point on here because I'm just plugged into the cigarette lighter. Get a better receive, maybe, I'm not sure.
You're doing good, you're sounding good. And if you're in a... WIUG, please.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I get a little bit of static coming through, on your signal a little bit, but I'm looking at these clouds. Maybe there's some stuff going on, storm close by, something.
Well, because that 2x4, I think that's what it did, because you got to go through all three of them, then it comes right back up. That's why.
Okay. Are you you're on the move too, are you, in a mobile?
That's another thing. When you're on the move, you're going to hear a couple of cracklings because the wind is blowing the antenna back and forth.
Yeah, I copy that. I probably got the same issue going on with mine. It's not that long, but... it definitely gets some movement on it. Plus, I'm moving pretty good, so you're going to get a little bit of interference here and there from time to time.
When you do 55 miles an hour, yeah, you got that. And that the roads, they're not smooth. They're a little bumpy, and that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, I copy that. All right, Jack. We gotta cut you loose here for now. Maybe I'll holler at you a little bit later after I get at the home base, do a few things, and get set up here. Over.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get home, turn my 10, 20 meter, and 30 meter, 40 meter on, and see what's happening out that way. All right, catch you later. WIUG is pretty. Hey, thanks a lot for checking.
All right, no problem, Jack. I played on 10 meter the other day. Got a few Florida, Chile. Yeah, that was about it. Got a few stations out there. Maybe I'll try again this evening to see what's happening. Talk to you later, Jack. WRNW 329, we're clear.
WRUG 488. WRWY 979.
Well, hello, 979. I haven't heard you in a long time. How you doing today?
Well, Jack, I'm doing pretty good. This is Joe over here. Joe in Clinton Township. We've talked many a times, but not recently. I've been busy. And if on any radio, I've been on the ham radio, so. But I listen to the GMRS. You sound like you're doing good. I hope you are. Back to you.
Yeah, Joe. I know exactly your voice anyhow. Well, I'm doing good. You know, I just had to cut a little grass today. And I'm just going back home. And, you know, mix dinner and all that. And see what's up and all, what's new and all that. Then after that, you know, take it easy a little bit. And that's about it.
Yep, I know what you're talking about there. You just take care of necessities and some extras and some fun stuff once in a while when you can fit it in the schedule, right? Back to you.
Well, always the fun stuff, you know that.
Well, Jack, I hope we get to know each other a little bit more over time there. I know I haven't been on the radio much, on the GMRS at least. But always good talking to you and hearing out there. You're the ambassador for the area. You know that. Certain guy that's not here anymore used to say that, see? He heard you out there. He know the world's still working, still rolling.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thank you. I really appreciate it. But what can you do? If you lose somebody, you know, it was a hell of a person. It was number one to me. But what can you do? Anyhow, good talking to you, Joe. You take care, because I'm almost on my destination. And talk to you maybe another time. WIUG 48.
Jack, it's a pleasure to always talk to you and catch up. I'll try to get more on the radio and make sure the radio frequencies are working here so it doesn't become a ghost town. We're glad to hear you out there by all means. So I'll just say, have a good one. Thanks again for the talk. WWY 979 Clear.
Anytime, Joe. Anytime you hear me out there, get in if you like or whatever you like to do. I'll be glad to talk to you. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Yep. Take care. WRWY 979 Clear. WSTH 380 monitoring.
USPS 386 mobile.
Somebody keeps keying the mic without transmission.
WSTH 380, mobile and monitoring.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544.
The
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Well, hello, Bob. How you doing?
88. All systems go here at TLZ, Jack. How about yourself, brother?
This here, everything is okay. Did you get my last text?
That I did. Yep, been shopping with them folks for years, Roger.
Brother, all my brothers. I don't know. I thought you didn't know about them or something like that. That's why. Doesn't matter, you know. Good friend is the best friend. Roger.
To that, Jack. I'm catching maybe other third word there, brother. But when you do come through, you're Lima Charlie, Roger.
Yeah, Bob, I'm on the 5-fly outside. I'm going to go inside the house and talk to you on the home base, Roger.
Hear
that, back game, crystal clear. All right, brother, WIUG 488, WRZP 544. Station 544, WIUG 488, copy. Doing good. How about you?
I'm supposed to let you know that I am the better half, but I am doing well. It's nice to make your acquaintance and see the similarities in your past.
Yeah, any time you like. I don't mind talking to anybody at all. And this is WIUG 88.
I am WRZP 544, the better half there, the wife as I'm called, and many other things. So good afternoon to you, Jack.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you take care and tell Bob I said hello. I don't need nothing else for now. I will talk to you guys later, and good to hear from you guys out there. WIUG 48.
Jack, I wish you well, and clearing is monitoring or clearing now. Goodbye. This was WRZP 544, clearing the air. Thank you.
WSDH 380, monitoring.
All right, go ahead, 380, WIUG, 48.
Good afternoon, Jack. This is Nick over in Hazel Park. I'm wondering when the next ham test comes up.
Well, Nick, how you doing today? The next one is October 1st. I'm going to be there. I'm going to take another test on October 1st. Roger?
Roger that. Yeah, that might be a little soon for me. I'm still hovering around the just barely passing mark on the test exam, or exam test. So I might need a little more studying before I go back and try it, that one.
Roger that. Are you on a ham probe or the other one? Ham study. Which one are you on?
Hamstudy.org.
I like that one. If you don't know the answer, you go on top to the corner, and you click it, they give you the answer. And that's all you need to know. I've been doing that from last year and this year, too. But I think I'll be ready, because last time I was out there, I fell with one, but now I think I'm going to get 100% to be ready on October 1st.
Yeah, copy that. I got through that tech test all right. I got lucky. They asked me all the questions I already knew the answers for. And so I went ahead and tried the general, and I fell on my face with that one. That was a foreign language to me. Over.
Nick, I know what you're saying. Yeah, sometime it happened like that. You know, I don't know how they go by that. Sometime they have people, I don't know which program does that. Last time I got help from Hazel Park, you know what I mean? And, what they do, you know, just give you the question and you answer it. And they give you the answer. They read it for you. And you just answer the answer. That's all. But I don't know if they do it now or not.
Yeah, I was there with you that day, I believe. I think you left your calculator home. I was sitting in front of you and to the left. The old gray-headed guy with a gray shirt and a gray sweatshirt on.
And I think you did pass. I know exactly, yeah. And I think you passed the technician.
Yes, sir. I got lucky. They asked me all the questions I knew. Not so much with the general.
You get the general when you were there, the first time, when you passed your tech?
Yes, sir. I went ahead and tried the general, and it was way over my head.
Somebody had correct.
Are you receiving this little bell thing okay?
Be honest with you. It sounds like he's sitting by me here. You sounding good. Your audio is good too, Roger.
Well, thank you, sir. As always, you sound great.
You do it, Nick. Really, I'm on the home base anyhow with that Harvest and the DB20G. Anyhow, you sounding good too on that. No problem at all. Anyhow, try your best, you know what I'm saying? You can maybe, at the end, you can ask how many did I fail with. Maybe they'll tell you. Sometimes they do tell you if you ask. If you don't ask, they're not going to say anything.
Well, I stood there and watched him grade that test, and I thought he was going to run out of red ink. I know I didn't do very well at all on that one.
It's always next time, and that's what happened to me. This is about fourth time already, so I get it. I know I get it. I'm staying very hard, over 2 hours every day, so I should be ready.
Sounds good, Jack. You keep at it. Got to come to you sooner or later. All right, WSDH380, we're going to be on the side.
All right, buddy, you take care, and you have a good day, and good to hear you, and good talking to you. WIUG, 48.
WRMZ 640. WRBY 660 mobile.
Station 660, WIUG 48.
What's happening, Jack? How you doing, man?
Very good. How about you?
I'm good. I got out of work at a decent time. Just need to get off of Hall Road, and I'm ready to go home and take a nap.
Right about that. You're 100% right. That's why I was going to go take a shower, because I just cut the grass outside. Take a shower and take a little nap after that. Roger.
Yep, that's exactly what I want to do. Take a shower. Honestly, here's the thing, though. If I take a shower, I don't know if I'm getting up.
Well, sometime it happens. You can't right away. You got to go hit the tank right away. Sometime it happens like that. Sometime not. No, let me sit down for a minute, read the newspaper or read the magazine. Then all of a sudden you're not sleeping.
Yep, so I'm going to try to, I don't know, I'll go home, probably help my wife with dinner and hang out for a bit, and I think tonight's going to be an early one.
I don't know, you know, I was over at my daughter's house, cutting the grass. I cut the grass, I'm a little bit tired now, and that's why I came home and said, let me go take a shower. What kind of food she's got to eat. So, I'm back yet.
Jack, you're going to take this. I'll be right back. WRVY 660.
Problem. WIG 48 clear.
My property's just south of Valley Road. Probably about 5 or 6 miles.
maybe a little further.
I see what. Hey, how long you haven't been out that way?
I've been hunting there for over 40 years.
You get anything from there?
Yeah, we got some nice deer out of there. 6 points, 8 points, 4 points, 10 points.
Good. I tell you one thing. In 1999, I was out that way. 2000, I would say. And you see a big puddle, a bear, you know, I can, well, and I hate to say it over the radio, bear shit. You should see how big that was out that way.
Yeah, I ain't never seen that, but I seen on my trail camera on my property a bear this year.
Yeah, that's back then when we used to go out that way. We used to hunt all the time up that way too. And we used to go to Clare County. We used to go to Gladwin and all the other places out that way.
Yeah, 10-4. I heard you talking earlier. You're going to take your test for your ham. You said you're taking it again. Was it real hard?
I'm studying right now, October 1st. Hazel Park got one going. So I'm going to go there and take it again. That will be the fourth time.
Sounds like it's pretty hard. I better keep studying.
It's a little bit hard, especially when it comes to the antenna. It's a little bit hard. The antenna is always hard to remember, and I don't know what you're studying. What you're studying, home probe, main probe, or you're studying I have two of them. I'm not studying the probe. I'm the other one, ham something. I don't have it in front of me. I can get the phone, find out.
Yeah, that's what I got. Ham radio prep. That's what I've been studying on.
I got that. I'm also, I like the one, ham study. You know what I mean? I don't know if you ever see this one or not. Ham study costs about $4 something.
I'm going to have to look that up, ham study.
Look that up. I'm sure. I don't know. I like it. I like it a lot. The reason why I like it, because it gives you the questions and four answers. And if you don't know, on top corner on the right hand, it says I don't know. You click on that and give you the answer.
That sounds pretty good.
The prophet doesn't do that, but the ham study does that. At the ham study, they usually use it online. That's the ham study.
WRBY 660, I'm back.
438. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIEG 38 is clear. Go ahead, 660.
I was just going to chime in that hamstudy.org is what I use for my tech in general, and I think that's the, for me, it was the easiest way to learn and retain the questions in the pool.
I like that. I really do 100%. I like the hamstudy. It's very, very friendly. Roger.
Yeah, the nice thing about it is it breaks it down via categories. So there's subsections to the test, and it tells you what percentage of competency you have for each subsection. So you said you struggle with antennas. You can look at your average score for the antenna questions and hit those harder than you would, say, I don't know, you know, general radio questions.
You're right. Yeah, it does that, and you know, now they add in another thing. So you can take the test. I took the test over there, and I was at 61%.
Yeah, once you start getting 85 to 90 on your practice test, you'll probably be all right.
I've been studying like an hour every day, but you know what? It goes back, you know, same questions like a year ago.
I think the question pool has changed since I got my licenses. I could be wrong though, but I thought it was changing within the last year.
Yes, a few of them changed. I've seen a few of them changed. Now they have been one, you know, it's like a square. It's got a square, and it's got I, X, dot, KMH, KMZ, and the other one is I, M, K, a small letter, an M, a small letter, and a Z, small letter. And that's why they, you know, you get a little bit mixed up down that way.
From what I remember, yeah, it's not, I mean, there's usually always a give me answer that you know is not right, but I do recall that there were a lot of questions that, there were two answers that definitely seemed like the right one. There were small little nuances of why they were or were not the correct answer.
You're right. Are you going to be on a 6 to Yusika?
Probably not. I don't even know if I can take. I don't think I can pick that up from my house. I'll be out of the truck by then.
You got Amshaw on the 6. And Yusika.
Yeah, if that's the, what is that, Shelby Township repeater over there by Packard, there's no way in hell I'm getting that.
Over there by Harrison. It's a little bit far away from me here, but I don't know if I'm going to go there or not.
Oh, it's a meeting. I thought it was a net. No, I will not be attending that. I'm at 27 and 53 right now, heading north for the next 20 minutes.
No, not today. 6th of October, they have a, you know, like a gathering out that way.
A gathering of the clans?
Hey, hello.
I can be the only one. What's up, Jack? What's up, Dakota?
but it's gone?
Yes, it is.
I don't know why I didn't recognize you at first. You sound a little different over here. Just heading home. You finally getting out of work?
Roger, well, I'm coming late to the party. So, Jack, what's the meeting about? Is it a ham thing, a radio thing? Is it a proctology support group? What do you got going there on the 6th?
It's a ham fest slop shop, October 6th.
Ah, who's throwing that one? Is that Yusikas?
That's Yusika.
Ah, there you go. That's going to be a Saturday or a Sunday, I think. Wonder where they're going to have it, anyhow. Cool. So, anyhow, where you at, Dakota? Have you tested the... this one's performance out your way?
St. Clair Shores.
St. Clair Shores, why are you there?
No, that wasn't me. I think that guy was answering where the swap was. I'm at 30 and 53 right now, but yeah, this is the first time I've gotten to run this one home, so we'll see how it does. If I were to guess, I think I'm going to make it.
Yeah, it performs really, really well. St. Clair Shores, were you saying where you're at, or were you saying where the Yusika swap's at, or were you just saying St. Clair Shores because why not? Oh, my God. It's like pulling teeth getting a conversation on GMRS. Jack?
It'll be on the Sunday, October 6th.
Sean, let me know if you end up going to that. I'd be kind of curious since I'm in the market for an HF rig. I just don't know if I want to go the do or use route.
Roger, what are you thinking? Keep eye peeled for something bootylicious.
Well, I know I just passed up that killer deal on the 891, and I think that's kind of where I landed for form factor and, you know me, right? I like my portable activation. I don't have any intention of operating from home, so 891's kind of where I'm trying to be. I was considering a G90, but I'd rather spend a couple bucks more and get a Yaesu.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a great rig. I just can't warm up to it. It's a little too menu-driven for me. That's just me. It seems a really formidable little radio, especially for the money they're going for. But, all right, yeah, keep my eye open. See if anything really killer pops up. I'm a big fan of the Yaesu or the ICOM 7000, but that's long in the tooth. That's a generation old. They're still, work really well and you can still get them repaired, but, so there's no problem there. But that's kind of my go-to. 7100 is the current one. But I got you. You want a shack-in-a-box kind of small, portable kind of shack-in-a-box kind of an affair, correct?
No, I think that 891's only 6 meter to HF band, but it's 100 watt. It is menu driven, I'll give you that, but there's, I think, if I remember correctly, there's four or six shortcut keys that you program on the front, and honestly, it gets to the point where it's pretty slick to navigate. I get a couple photo activations banged out. Like, I just, when Anthony came and looked at them, I think I had like 160 contacts with it. They're just little powerhouses. But yeah, it's not like an ICOM interface where everything is very quick and easily accessible. It's kind of varied, but once you program those hotkeys for what you're using, it's pretty good. But I like that radio specifically because there's a company called, I think it's Armlock. That's like a $140 cage that relocates the power antenna, speaker port, all that stuff, and you can slide it in like a little bag. So you literally set it on the table, everything's in front of you, you can plug it in and you're on the air.
Dakota, I'm going to sign off because I got some coffee going. I want to have a couple of coffee before I do anything else. Talk to you later. Sean, good talking to you. If you hear me out there, I got to go. WIUG, for you to clear.
All right, Jack, good talking to you. I'll catch you later. WRBY 660. Sean, you still out there?
Sorry about that. Just pulled up to my turn at the window at Culver's.
That sounds mighty delicious right about now, but I had A&W last night with cheese curds, so I need to probably get something like a salad tonight.
Well, the reason I'm going to Culver's is I want to kind of watch the carbs, and my wife loves the Butterburger, right? And I can get the pot roast and, you know, instead of getting, I can get broccoli, and then instead of mashed potatoes and gravy, I can get chili or something that's, you know, non-carb. So I find that they got fish in the pot roast and stuff, so it's one of the places I can go and get something reasonably healthy.
Yeah, I got to jump on that train this winter and stop eating like crap. Ever since I started this new job, we eat out every day, and it's like, man, need to watch the garbage I'm putting in my body, because I feel like ever since I started this job, I've been losing weight, but I'm always tired, and I know it's because I'm up early and out late, but it's like, man, I got to start eating a little bit better.
Oh, I'm stuck at the window. Well, that's a first. They didn't have me pull forward and take a number. But, yeah, anyhow, I got some some just outstanding banana pancakes with pecans. And I shouldn't eat that. You know, it's too many carbs. And so I ate a little bit, you know, because I've been doing really good with my diet. My blood sugar. So I ate a little bit, and I waited, and I didn't hear any alarm go off. So I ate a little bit more, and I thought, man, I go, I'm rocking it. So I ate the whole order, and then my alarm finally goes off, and I go, yeah, it figures. I ate a whole order of these banana walnut pancakes or whatever. And I look, I forgot. I got a new phone, so it reset all my thresholds. I keep mine really low, so I alarm at like 180. And the alarm out of the box, you know, because I didn't reset it with the new phone, is like 250. So it's like I'm already at 250 and climbing. I'm like, oh no! So I went out and did a good. I wouldn't call it a run, but I did kind of a power walk. You know, that plummeted my sugar, and then that's it. I'm back on the bandwagon. So I did 3 miles last night. I did about five and a half about an hour ago. Just got out of the shower. I'm gonna get back on the bandwagon.
I'm gonna get back to the summer. I'm a pile of garbage, but in the wintertime, all of a sudden, I care about my.
on the straight and narrow is when we hear each other, you know, driving or commuting, we can say, hey, what's up, Fatso?
I'm in. No drive-thrus, unless it's like a tropical smoothie or a Panera.
Yeah, stay accountable. Do you lose any weight?
I dropped the cell loops and getting on the station, so cell hole, cell loops, whatever that's called. So that was strictly because I was sitting on my ass all day and not active. So now I'm, you know, up and down flights of stairs and, you know, leaving the house and not living in my mom's basement. So things are at least going up there. I need to, I got to stop doing that every day. So we had shaved that twice last week. Like, oh my God. I think they just pumped that stuff full of MSG.
Well, still in there, but you're finding, you're getting to the end of the rope. You're getting close. But, yeah, anyhow. Oh, hold on. I think you found the end of the rope, man. You are at the end of the rope. All right, man, we'll catch you here, there, wherever. You know how it goes. WRUU 850.
WRYS-363, WRYS-248. This is 363. Read you loud and clear. Awesome. Appreciate it, buddy. I'm about 275 from the 2. How about you? I'm just about to get on to 696 from 275. Excellent. Excellent. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. I might do one more call here shortly once I get deeper into Monroe. But, yeah, sounding good on my end, too. Appreciate it. WRYS 248, be clear. WRYS 363, clear as well. Thank you.
WSBZ 927, testing a Radiodity 40-watt base mount unit from the Holly area, looking for a signal report.
WRVG 374, I am hearing you loud and clear. There is a little bit of static. Let me know how you're hearing me on your new radio. That transmission was very staticky. I couldn't make out what you were saying. I don't know if you changed something from your first transmission or what it would be.
Yeah, let me try holding the mic different here. So, yeah, thanks for the report. You're coming in clear, actually doing a video review for YouTube channel, Porty's Garage. Not sure if you want to be on. If you're not, I will not use the footage.
That transmission was much better, and I have no problem being on your YouTube video. Could you repeat what the channel is? I caught something garage.
This is 40's Garage.
Was that 40s as in 40 garage or sporties as in like a sporty garage?
Starting with the
you tailed off on that one. Every once in a while, the transmission's sounding great, and then I lose it. So hopefully we can chat again or continue chatting while you tune in what you're doing and can catch your review, because God knows we all watch as many reviews on silly equipment as we can.
That's correct. So this is a Radiodity BD 40-G that I'm testing out here. 40-watt base unit or mobile. I'll be putting it in the car later and doing more review for 40's Garage.
Sounds good. I will continue to listen in and are you putting the radio in the car this evening, or you're just testing for the time being in the garage there?
I'm going to be on the back porch, the old AC power source, and just a mag mount antenna, and so I'm going to Holly. What's your location?
Yeah, that transmission was a little staticky again, but I am hitting the Detroit repeater. I'm in St. Clair Shores, Harper and 9 Mile-ish. So we're quite a haul away from each other.
Yeah, I think if I put my antenna a little higher or got a better antenna, I'd have no problem hitting the Detroit repeater, and I think we're also linked to the Flint repeater.
Yeah, definitely. Which, are you hitting the Flint repeater right now? Is that the one that you're talking on?
I am transmitting on the Flint repeater and receiving on the Detroit data.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm right in between the coverage of Detroit and the Macomb repeater, so I could probably be hitting either one right now equally, but I'm typically am on the Detroit repeater.
All right, well, thanks for coming back and the signal reports. This worked out good. I will not be putting the radio in the car this evening. That may be a weekend project. And I've got a mount set up for a ICOM VHF, UHF, and this radio's got almost the same mount, same PE power connector, and of course the SO239.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm very familiar with what you're talking about. That most mobiles all take the same antenna mount, and luckily it sounds like you're going to be able to just plug and play with the other, take the other radio out and put the new radio in. So hopefully it works out well for you. I think I just found your YouTube channel. And I will keep an eye out for the review that you make.
That sounds great. Thanks a lot. It's WSTG 987.
We'll talk to you soon. WRVG 374, monitoring.
WSEG 382. I don't know about anybody else on here right now, but I could just hear that conversation loud and clear, and I am Southern Genesee County on the Flint repeater.
Thanks. Yeah, you're actually coming in far clearer than that other gentleman, so I don't know if maybe he had some interference at his house or what it was, but every once in a while you come in perfect, every once in a while you come in super staticky, but you're coming in fantastic.
Chaser, yes, thank you. It, I noticed that too. I was trying to get the name of his YouTube channel, trying to look it up, and I couldn't catch it.
I think it was Cordy's Garage, C-O-R-T-E-S Garage. I found the a YouTube channel called that, and it sounded like that's what it was. Not a lot of videos, but there's car videos and things like that, so I don't know. Definitely no radio stuff, but who knows? Maybe he's starting something new on his channel, so I'm going to subscribe, and hopefully this is his, and we'll see a new radio review soon.
I'm still on the WSTG 947-40 with a T. TORTIES. TORTIES.
So one of us is right.
He just doubled with you. He was spelling it out. Do you want to go ahead and spell out that YouTube channel again for us?
Not a problem. It's WSTG 97-40-TORTIES. 40 Garage. There's cars and radio and different DIY.
Got it. That was P-O-R-T-I-E, apostrophe S, Garage. I found your channel.
That is correct, and you're right, that other guy came in really clear. I've got a bunch of hills between me and where I think the repeater is up in Flint, and that's why I'm coming in and out. And I'm about 27 miles from the repeater.
Well, if you're 27 miles from the repeater with hills in between you and that, you're doing pretty darn good.
40s garage. I just subscribed to it.
Look at that. A call out on the radio and you got two new subscribers.
That's perfect, Jim. My brother-in-law is running it, and he's excited to get it going and get a bunch of different content on. Thanks for listening. WSBZ 927, clear.
WSBZ 771. If you wouldn't mind, sir, I also have a YouTube channel, the podcast. If you can go ahead and give me that YouTube channel again, and I will swap the description.
WRMZ 640.
WSCG-996, non-detained, please.
The station out there is all broken up.
That I'm all broken up.
Sounds a little better that time. This is WINW329 here. Sound a little better that last time.
Probably because I'm talking closer to the mic.
Name's Tim here with Clinton Township here. WINW329, who we talk to?
This WSBQ996, is that Paul on this one from Harrison Township?
Copy that. Well, you're not too far from me. That radio sound a little bit better. But maybe he wasn't close enough to the mic the first time there, over.
What was your numbers again?
WRNW329.
Okay, I got it. Okay, I'm going to take a standby here and copy the mail, and nice talking to you. WSBQ996 would be on the side.
WSBQ996, nice talking to you. Have yourself a fine evening. Hopefully a better day tomorrow. This is WRNW329. Are we clear?
WSPS 447.
How are you doing today?
Sleeping a lot. I've been home. But then I sleep awake at work.
And that weather changed. It's a different weather. And that's why I just woke up about 2 hours ago. I fell asleep on the couch and got up again.
What's it bad about? I think, 4 o'clock in the morning, around that time. And I didn't get up till about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I miss all of my programs.
You're right about that, Robert. Yeah, you're right about that. Loose program. Hey, is it raining by you over that way?
No, it stopped for right now. It ain't stopping now. Is it raining up there?
Nothing up here at all. All day it was no rain at all.
My wife said when she got back from I gotta read a prompter. She said when she was on the way home from work, there's like a mist out there.
Well, I don't know. It never rained here at all day. I was all half a day outside, and then I came inside. I got tired, so I came inside and to relax. When I relaxed, that's the time I fell asleep on the couch.
You know what I hate is when you're watching a movie, and it comes on, and all of a sudden you open your eyes up, and all of a sudden you see the credits.
You're right. Sometimes I sit down and look at the movie, and all of a sudden, boom, you know, my head goes to the other side, and the eye just shuts off. And you get up again, watch the movie again, and go back again, do the same thing. That's what's been happening.
It happens to me every once in a while. It happens to my wife. She says that every time she tries to get into a movie, she asks me, what happened? What happened there? I said, well, we recorded, rewind it back and see it again. So she rewinds it back again and again, and she still misses it.
Oh, yeah, you got to record. I don't have a record. That movie just go by, and that was it.
Yeah, we got a DVR. Anyhow, it's what I like about it is you can record four channels, or maybe you can have one, or channel, whatever it is. And while it's recording, you can always go back and watch from the beginning what you record.
Nice. Is that an addition or just a regular antenna?
It's on dish. We got the DirecTV. Got a dish.
Oh, I see what you got. Yeah. The dish does the same thing. A dish network. But you can record 8 programs. I don't have it anyhow. It's too much money.
WRF. WRUZ. That's yours. WRFK 359. Yeah, you used to install those suckers, right? That's what you said.
Yeah, I used to install them. This network, that was so hard job, you know what I mean? When you get on top of the rope and all that, you got to find the right direction and all that. You know, you got to have the right things. You got to have tools with you when you go up there either. And this is WRUG 48.
Yeah, man, I know you gotta take me a little, know what it is. A satellite finder, you hook it up to the dish, it uses you move the dish until you find the right satellite that far.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that, you gotta take satellite finder. At that time, you know what, those satellite finder, it was about $1,500. It ain't nothing but meter. It reads 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then the bottom, it gives you a different read, 120, 100, or 115, and that's about it.
Remember when they first came out, the satellite was about the big of the house, and now they moved it down to, 4 foot.
Yeah, I remember I was back to 82, I think. I think 82 was, yeah. And those big dishes, you know, those big black dishes. What is that, about 102 wide? I used to put these up. They come in by sections, about 8 sections. You got to put all those 8 sections together, and you got to run the wire in the ground to go inside the house. And that was hell.
Yeah, me and my brother-in-law was looking at him at the trade center. And it was so funny. It was the guy was demonstrating it. And it's weird when you had to find a different channel. The whole satellite booth. To it. It kind of reminds me of those big satellites they have at the TV studios. But, they were so accidental.
Then you got 21 different satellites, okay? And you have to, when you push it to move the other one, he says you gotta move from the east all the way to the west. And that's how it goes. And to program it, they had a, you know, jack in the back that the dish was moving this dish left and right. And that's how you have to program it. But boy, that was hell too. I mean, I put up about 12 of them, but I was too tired to put them up.
What sucked was you only get one room to watch TV on. They didn't have the boxes for the other rooms. Because the box, what you're watching, that's the one I had to adjust the dish in for.
Yeah, that big dish, it does that. You can get 3-4 boxes and you watch a different satellite. But now those small ones, you know, they have about 300 programs, about 300 of them, from ABC, CBS, or whatever it is. But that's all they can watch is one program. You cannot watch like the other one, the one that move around. That one you can move up to 21 different satellites. This one here is no, just standing on one satellite. And that's where you watch the 300 channels. Which is, that's a bowl. That's what, I don't like it at all. The reason why, is that's all you can watch, one channel at a time. But you go to another room, you can watch the other different satellite. And that other different satellite has got 35 channels.
Yeah, that's what I like about this here. We got one in my boy's room, we got one in the kitchen, and we got one in the living room. And we can watch totally different things, you know, on it. It's funny though, if I'm watching, if we're watching news, and if I'm in the living room, and she's in the kitchen, there's a kind of delay on it. like the wolf been talking in here, and all of a sudden, the other guy did the same thing.
Yeah, you're right about that, Robert. Yeah, you're right. Anyhow, well, Robert, good to hear from you. I gotta go get me some cold water to drink. And you take care. I'll talk to you tomorrow. WIAZ48.
Okay, WRZ. WRFK 359, be clear. And if anybody else wants a channel, you can have it for Fighters Live by the Green.
WRI 438, Central Michigan, on the band. How about the Detroit Tigers? Four, three, eight. What's happening? How you doing? Is it cold by you out that way? Yeah, I see. 48, clear.